Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes.
You know, as long as we've been doing this, and it's long, but it's occasionally we stumble across something that at least I know almost nothing about. And you're beginning to explore this weird, secret-y stuff called vermouth.
I don't know how weird it is, but I came across a bottle of red vermouth or sweet vermouth in our cabinet. I don't know how it got there, but, you know.
I think that's where most of those live.
That's right. And, you know, I tried it, and doggone it, I was really impressed. I thought it was really a lot of fun. And so I went out and bought a few just to try to get my arms around this whole concept of sweet vermouth.
You do realize you now have a 30-year supply.
Well, no, not really. I went through it pretty quick. But vermouth is a fortified wine, essentially, and the sweet red vermouth is also infused with a lot of what they call botanicals. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of herbs and spices and things. And the whole trick is to balance the sweetness with a lot of bitterness and also add some complexity to the flavor. And the best examples do this really well. It's a very refreshing, very light drink, and I like to have it just over rocks with a splash of soda and a little bit of lemon peel in it, and you're good to go. So I bought a few and just tried them out. The first one is a very familiar name, Wally Pratt, which is, you know, their white vermouth is, you know, a lot of people use in martinis.
That's pretty ubiquitous.
It is indeed. This one was really interesting. The nose was creme brulee with a little lemon zest added. And the flavors were very subtle but exotic. There was herbs and spices. I couldn't quite identify them. There was a lot of orange peel on it. And it just ended with a nice burst of bitterness. It was a little bit sweeter than, say, tawny port, a little lighter than that, too. But then you get this nice bitterness at the end that really worked. I think the one that I liked the best was the one that I had probably 30 years ago and remember enjoying it. It's called Puntimes, which means a point and a half, which was the formula for putting together this drink. 1 point of sweetness and a half a point of bitterness was the formula. So I thought that was really nice. I thought this was just a lovely wine. The aroma starts off with the smell of sweet sap, like if you broke a tree branch, that kind of sweet green thing. It was really nice.
Slightly pungent.
It is. I had notes of chocolate-covered cherries, candied lemon peel, and lime. And then the flavors lead with bitter chocolate. You get intense sour cherry, sweet woody flavors, and then a very pure bitter finish. The acidity is just fabulous on this, so I thought very highly of it. Here's a bottle from California called Vya, V-Y-A, produced by Quady, who make very, very good dessert wines.
Sure do.
This was just a wonderful vermouth. I thought it was the best of them all. Beautifully balanced, very modern, very sleek, just a pleasure to drink. And it finished with a really, really good dollop of bitterness at the end. So I thought the balance was just impeccable, just as clean as a whistle. So I was very, very impressed with it. I'll put all of these on the website. There's a couple others I tried. I just think that it's a nice way to broaden my horizons. So I'm going to do that. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.